Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 19 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. This week, I want to talk about how to come up with ideas. Sometimes as a creative professional, it is really hard to find that next idea, either for client work or for your own personal projects. For this episode, I kind of struggled coming up with a topic, and I went back to my list of ideas that I have ongoing for this podcast, and nothing was really resonating. And I just started school last week, teaching two new classes, and a recurring theme is just, how do I come up with ideas for your homework assignments? It got me thinking, how do you come up with ideas? Earlier in the week, I came across this image from Austin Kleon. If you aren't aware of Austin, he's very prolific writer, and he's written two books. One's called Steal Like an Artist, and the other is called Show Your Work. So just by the title of his first book, Steal Like an Artist, you kind of get an idea of where he generates his ideas from. But this image that he sent out was captivating. It said, if you can't come up with your own ideas, 1, identify a popular idea that you despise and would like to destroy. 2, find an old opposite idea everyone's forgotten and resurrect it. He's on record for really having people steal old ideas and kind of bringing them back to life. The reason why I like this image from Austin is not because it's advocating stealing other people's work. It's just if you want to come up with your own ideas, whether it's despising an idea or finding something that is out of date or old, it requires you to act. It requires you to get out of your head. It requires you to put action toward coming up with something new. You have to research. You have to find something that you despise. And those actions alone get you out of your head. And that's why I like Austin's methodology for coming up with ideas. Another creative professional, his name's Kirby Ferguson, and he has a video series called Everything is a Remix. And it's a great series. He talks about movies, paintings, pretty much anything Star Wars related he covers in these videos. And his premise is that as creatives, as artists, we have three modes that we generally approach our work from, and that's copying, transforming, and combining. He shares a video called 4 Steps to Getting an Idea. And I really encourage you to watch this video because he goes into more detail on these steps. But step 1 is to create boundaries for your project. He uses this phrase called intensely interested. And I just like that idea of you give shape to what you are trying to do, and then you get so interested in everything that's inside of the boundaries that you create. Step 2 is consume everything within your boundaries. Again, that intense interest. Step 3, digest the research, making sense of all the stuff that you've curated within the boundaries. And then step 4, he advocates this idea of just dropping it, moving on and doing something completely different. How many of you all of a sudden get the aha moment when you're in the shower or maybe mowing the lawn or going for a walk? Ferguson really says that this happens because our subconscious mind goes to work once we kind of have all of the details. And I think that's a great way of looking at creativity, not trying to force it too much, but also realizing that it's work. I want to share 7 ways to come up with ideas. Some of them are similar to Ferguson's and Kleon's, but for myself, these are a few ways that I try to approach coming up with new ideas. First, make a list. I love lists, especially when it comes to ideas. But you have to go back and consistently look at your lists, especially when you're coming up with new ideas. I write everything down. I like to save things on Twitter. I have lists in notebooks. I have lists on Evernote. While it's nice to have a list in one place, in one trusted source, just make a list anywhere. It could be on the back of a napkin. It could be a sticky note on your monitor. Just be in the habit of making lists. Second, just like Ferguson says, have boundaries. Have boundaries for what you're trying to create. With that create deadlines for yourself as well. It's not enough to just come up with an idea. If you really want to bring something to life, the reason why creative work for clients happens almost effortlessly at times is because there are deadlines. When we're doing personal projects for ourselves, deadlines are generally self-imposed. And if we self-impose those deadlines on ourselves, we really are able to create something special in the time that we want to. Third, identify your interests and follow them. I'm a huge fan of inspiration. I'm inspired by a lot of different things, and those are tied to my interests. And there's been times when I've wanted to forsake my interests and try to be interested in things that maybe other people would be interested in. That didn't get me anywhere, and I just kept going back to my interests. And I was inspired by it. I'm inspired by Terry Gilliam's films. I'm inspired by the films of David Lynch. I'm inspired by music. I'm inspired by art. And if I don't follow those things, I might not get another cool idea. Fourth, give your mind time to wander. Allow yourself to be bored. I know if you've got work to do, you're going to be like, I don't have time to be bored. I got to pay the bills. But if all you ever do is focus on paying the bills, you're going to burn out eventually. I've been there. I've got many of the t-shirts. Burnout is destructive to the creative process. You have to give your mind time to wander. You have to give your mind time to rest. Fifth, don't stress about whether your idea is going to be original or not. Don't worry about derivative ideas. Don't worry about derivative work or derivative projects. Sometimes you have to clear your creative system of an idea in order to have a breakthrough. Just like Ferguson says, in order to go to transform or even combine, we need to work through a copy phase. Sometimes we're going to copy more than we really want to. I don't think there's really a way to not copy our heroes. I'm sure there's some purists out there that say that you can be 100% original and unique, but you have to start somewhere. Don't stress. Sixth, don't expect your ideas to be perfect. Allow your ideas to change. If you don't give yourself grace in the creative process, frustration is right behind perfection. It's only a matter of time before you give up because perfection is unattainable. Seventh and finally, sleep on it. If you think an idea is great, wait a day. Go to sleep, let your subconscious mind think through it. If an idea is good and it's going to have legs with you, pretty much you're going to be thinking about it the next day. And that's a good thing. Take some time to let your mind solve some problems and get you excited about what you're doing. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends. Subscribe on iTunes, and you can even leave a review letting me know how I'm doing. Reach out by sending me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can send a message on Twitter. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast. I'm at CM Studios on Instagram and at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you're coming up with your ideas for your next project, I would encourage you to pay attention to where your ideas are coming from so that each time you're trying to come up with that next idea, you know where to turn. Now get out there and get to work.